Well, Twitter is increasingly challenging what mainstream media determines as news. And a new Twitter account aims to represent the diverse Indigenous community by having a different guest tweeter hosting the account each week. The Twitter account, called Indigenous X, shines a light on positive stories about Indigenous people in Australia that challenges stereotypes. Tewa Rezaghi reports.
When people meet me in person or they see a picture of me, I'm 7 foot tall, you know, and I have dark features. I'm Tongan and Aboriginal, so there's a stereotype that I'm rough and, you know, that I'm probably just going to be a construction tradie worker for the rest of my life. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that there's so much more to me than the given stereotype, and especially on Aboriginal people.
That was Blake Tadafu, a second-year student of Community and Social Development at the University of Western Sydney. He was one of the first guest tweeters on the social media account Indigenous X. He says the experience was a good way of breaking the mould of Indigenous stereotypes.
The account is amazing for dispelling things like that, because they will see that, you know, whether we're at university or not, we are well-educated people, not just from our culture, but from our experience of living. And that's one of the most important parts of the account.
As well as keeping the week of tweeting light-hearted by talking about sport, he mostly tweeted about the importance of education, hoping to inspire his audience on Twitter.
I was tweeting about football. I was tweeting about education primarily because, you know, I love my university work, and, you know, I try to help people, you know, see that you can do this and you can balance your life, you know, as a mother or as a worker, and go to uni at the same time. You know, there are options and it is accessible. And my motto is aspire to inspire. So, you know, a lot of my tweets were hopefully inspiring.
Curator of Indigenous X, Luke Pearson, built a strong following of about 4,000 people before handing it over to the people. He says the account aims to portray positive Indigenous stories.
Indigenous X stands for Indigenous Excellence. It's a term that was coined by the National Centre for Indigenous Excellence, and we've picked it up and ran with it, and so it's used on Twitter regularly whenever anyone's talking about positive Indigenous stories. They use the hashtag IndigenousX, and the account has grown out of that hashtag.
He says the social media account has created an online space that challenges Indigenous stereotypes portrayed in mainstream media.
You know, sadly, even though we're in 2012, there are still quite a lot of very superficial and very stereotypical ideas about what an Aboriginal person or a Torres Strait Islander person is or does or how they think. You know, sadly, media doesn't always help in explaining the diversity of Aboriginal culture or Aboriginal people very well. So this is an opportunity to give people, you know, first-hand experiences from a whole range of different individuals about their life story.
Carly Wallace, the first Indigenous graduate at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, was also a guest tweeter for the account. Carly Wallace shared her story of becoming the carer for her 14-year-old brother after the sudden death of her mother just 2 weeks into her job at the ABC, which she then had to give up.
My story is kind of a bit of a unique one, just from my career, the heights of my career, to then being the carer of my brother, and my life changed to where I am these days. I think probably maybe struck a nerve in a few people and just kind of gave them a different story to maybe have a look at. So the responses that I was getting are quite positive, and some people just sharing and appreciating just, yeah, my story.
Luke Pearson hopes to share more stories that paint the bigger picture of Australia's diverse Indigenous community.
And so I'm hoping just to get as many different stories from as many different people as is possible, and hope that it just keeps on growing.
For Blake Tatafu, the experience has created a virtual network of friends that have become family.
I met a lot of new people on the account too that were tweeting to me, and they wanted to know more about me, and, you know, so I sort of plugged my blog and people got to know who I was, and, you know, it felt like a little online family.
Blake Tatafu, a student at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Tewa Rezaghi.